America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome, and let me take this opportunity to introduce you to the members of the board. To my left, we have our attorney, John Bailey, our building inspector, John Whitman, and we have Mike Williams, who will be a voting member tonight. Bob Lennart, then to my right, Bob Metz, Dwight Montier, and Anna Warren-Zizzi is our recording secretary. If anyone appearing before this board is related to your family, financial, or business relationship with any member of this board, it is incumbent upon him to make it known under state law and code of ethics. The first order of business will be the approval of the minutes of the previous meeting. Each member of the board, having previously received and read the minutes of the previous meeting date, March 19, 2024, the chair will entertain a motion that these reading of these minutes be dispensed with approval of the same.
Motion.
Do I have a second? Sure. Okay. On the question, Mike?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Dwight?
Yes.
And Chair also. All persons making an appeal before this board will be heard in accordance with the town's laws of the state of New York, Article 16, Sections 267, 279, and 288, Subdivision 3, and the town of the Orchard Park zoning ordinance. Per section 144-63E1, all public notices have been filed. Any person aggrieved by any decision of the Board of Appeals may present to a court of a record of a petition duly verified setting forth that such decision is illegal, specifying the grounds of the illegality. Such petition must be presented to the court within 30 days after filing of the decision in the office of the town clerk. Will the secretary please read the affidavit of publication and legal posting for this legal notice for this meeting?
Notice is hereby given that the Zoning Board of Appeals of the Town of Orchard Park, New York, will hold a public hearing on Tuesday, the 16th of April, 2024, at 7 p.m. in the Orchard Park Community Activity Center, 4520 California Road, in said town, in the matter of the following appeals.
Let the record show that site inspections for tonight's cases were made by Mike?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Dwight?
Yes.
I'm Chair also. So we do have a full member board tonight. Every motion will need 3 votes in order to pass or fail. So the way that this meeting will work is Anna will read each case summary. The petitioner can come forward. You can sit, stand, whatever makes you most comfortable. Please don't forget to sign in. You will tell us about your project. The board will go through and ask questions. Then I will go to the audience and see if anyone wishes to speak against or for the case. We'll then have a board discussion and we'll make a motion to either accept or deny the variance. Will you please read the first item on the agenda?
ZBA file number 824, Todd Bemiller and Alexis Light, 14 Kings Court, Zoned R2, SBL number 172.06-1-9, Sublot 22, Map Cover 2080, requests an area variance to install an in-ground pool 4 feet from the covered patio. No swimming pool shall be located closer than 10 feet to any building, nor closer than 10 feet to any rear lot line. No swimming pool shall occupy more than 10% of the total area of the premises. Section 144.30(c)(6)(c).
I'm Alexis Lake. Thank you for seeing us tonight. We purchased this residence in October of 23 and come here to make sure, I went to, excuse me, the town hall to make sure there weren't any easement issues or anything. They have a pool put in their backyard and no one had it. But then we found out that the covered concrete patio that previous owners had installed was going to be an issue. Our yard is kind of, backyard is divided into 3 areas. The creek has a water table that's too high at the bottom. The middle area is very treed, and then the top is the flat area that's where we want to build the pool. There's one utility line that will have to be moved, like a line that has to be moved and be buried going to the house. But to keep away from the 10-foot overhead electric line, utility line, we would have to put the pool closer to the covered patio than the, your ruling allows. It is just a covered patio, as you all saw visiting the site. I did include pictures for the committee to review too. So we just would hope that you would consider that for us.
Hi, my name is Brendan. I'm the school contractor with Atlantic Pools. I just want to state for the record that there was no other spot in the yard that we could physically put the pool. The survey doesn't do a great job of detailing the property, so if you've been there, you realize that there's a short distance between the covered patio and the overhead wires. The wires that she's talking about moving are not the ones that are parallel to the house. There's another set of wires runs alongside the property. Those would have to be buried. You can't go beyond you can't push the pool beyond the 4 feet, because what happens is then you are underneath the wires. So that still keeps us the 10 feet away from those wires. And you can't go past the wires, because then you're down by the creek. So that was the only option that we could come up with.
We even decreased the size of the pool to try to accommodate the allowed area that we have.
Thank you.
Anything else?
No.
Go ahead, then I'll have the board ask questions. Might I start with you?
The roof of the covered patio.
Yes.
That's 4 feet from the water line?
No, yes,
yes,
it would be, yes.
Yes, it would be,
yes.
4 feet from the water line.
I see the property grounds, helping this covered patio. Is there access to that covered patio? Through windows or anything there?
No, it's almost like it's open. It's like somebody, there was a concrete pad there, in my understanding. It looks like somebody framed with four posts and built like a little covered patio, and I'm assuming they attached it to the garage. That's what it looks like from the
garage.
No, it's not
attached to the garage.
No, it's not attached. It's almost like its own little island.
Okay, but there's no windows directly behind it or connecting to it.
And it's not attached to the house at all. Because it's like an off
distance. Any input from the neighbors?
The neighbors around us have been in here. We already have a privacy fence on the side where it would be closer to. And so they were fine with it. And on the other side, we have a living fence there. Which she didn't have. I think she just hopes to come over and swim.
All right, thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
How much did you reduce the, I guess it would be the width of the pool?
So we were originally looking at an 1836, and we dropped down to a 1632 because it's a free-form pool, and actually, when you say 18, the square that it takes up is more along the lines of 21. So we dropped down to a 1632, and if we needed to, we could have gone to a 1428. But they have grandchildren, and they didn't want to go any smaller than that. That was the best that we could come up with.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
It concerns me with the wires and the existing structure. How high above that covered patio are those wires?
Well, those are the wires, the ones that go over the covered patio. Mm-hmm. Those are the ones that will have to be buried, moved and buried, because those would be too close to the water.
Okay.
that's not an option. We realize we have to.
Those would be buried along the property line.
Yeah.
The other wires in the back, they're coming lateral, that connect to the other houses, you can't move those ones.
Right, they probably have an easement for that. Those are probably primary or secondary distribution line.
Yes.
And this wires that come to your house are service line for your home.
Right.
Yes.
And those we would own.
Have you put any thought about changing that four-post covered patio so that you don't even need a variance?
That would be up to the homeowner, and that would be an elaborate amount of work and
no. One of the reasons we bought the house was we liked having that option to have that covered patio.
Right, so when I look at it today, I wasn't really paying attention to the service lines, but you're saying those would be buried. Your concern is moving out further into the yard because there's the drain.
You can't move out further into the yard. You're either under the wires, and if you go beyond the wires, you're at a point where you can't dig because the water in from the creek is too high. If you go 10 feet beyond those wires, you're now down at the bottom of that hill.
Yeah. I mean, you could put some fill back there and support the back side of your pool. Is that the concern
that
of the cost?
If you dig down 6 or 7 feet, that hole is going to fill up.
You said this is a pre-manufactured pool.
No, it's not. It's a vinyl liner pool. It's not a fiberglass pool. So it would have to be built on site with steel panels.
Okay. All right. I got you.
The other issue with going 10 feet below it, that's all tree, and we'd have to remove like 9 trees, and that neighborhood is very woodsy, so then we're taking away from the neighborhood that's been established with that wooded area,
right,
which we don't want to do.
Okay, I have no further questions. Thank you.
If you wanted to...
Sorry, if you walk away.
Stay up here until we meet.
Okay, I'm sorry. This is the first time.
You're doing great.
Yeah. Again, if you want to sit, feel free to.
No, I'm fine.
Okay. If changing it to an above ground pool, would that make any difference?
We wouldn't put one in. I don't want an above ground pool. And we, it would still have like the same issues, so.
Yeah, you can still have the same problems.
Okay, just a thought.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyone else have any follow-up questions?
So I'm gonna go to the audience now. So, is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak on behalf of granting a variance? Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak on behalf of granting a variance? Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak against the granting a variance? Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak against the granting a variance? Okay, so I'm going to close the public hearing portion of the meeting. So there's not really any more dialogue between you guys and us.
Okay.
So, board discussion.
Yeah, I feel the same. I think it's too cold.
So, do we have a board member willing to make a motion?
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
We make a decision to deny the variance. It comes to that for a unit.
So if the court makes a motion to deny the variance, they can't come back for a year unless it's significantly different?
That's correct.
So they would be able to come back if they change their plans?
Yes. So they can come back for over the next couple months if it went down.
If the plans are changed, yes, it's not bad.
Yeah.
But they can't repeat with the same plans for a year.
Okay.
following for section 144-63-1, all notices have been filed. There will be an undesirable change in the character of the neighborhood or detriment to nearby properties. The benefit can be sought, they're achieved in another way, other than granting the variance. I believe the request is substantial, and there won't be an adverse effect or impact on the physical environment conditions of the neighborhood or desert, and the difficulty is self-created.
I have a second.
I'll second.
Any questions, Blake?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Yes.
And the chair also, so I'm sorry, if you have questions, you can reach out to the building department tomorrow.
ZBA file number 924, John Simpson, 29 Tanglewood Drive West, zoned R1, SBL number 173.20-4-9, sublot 38, map cover 2249. Request an area variance to construct an 8-foot by 10-foot shed, 10 feet from the side lot line. Minimum side setback in an R1 zone is 15 feet, section 144-9B.
Hello, welcome. We're going to follow the same format as we did previously. Whenever you are ready.
Okay. I'm Kathy Chopper Simpson for Mayor. We both reside at 29 Tanglewood Drive. So we currently have a pool in our backyard, which has been approved and, all set. We have the request is being made so that we can store furniture for the pool and some garden tools. Currently, each year when we're closing up the pool, John takes apart all of the tables and drags them down to the basement. And we're getting older, and we're not able to do that anymore. So the hope was that we could put a small shed next to the pool so that it's less of an effort each year to open and close the pool. We have spoken with all adjacent neighbors. Several of our neighbors thought that it was, we were going in the back corner of the lot, and actually that's a really wet, soggy area of our lot, so that isn't where we wanted to put it. We wanted to put it up closer where it's dry and we'd be able to get access to it. We have a letter from the neighbor whose lot line it's next to, and she's indicated in the letter that he can provide it to all.
Currently the zoning says 15 feet off the lot line. You might go 10 because it gives us more backyard. There's no dead zone behind the fence. Limited dead zone behind the fence or behind the shed. And it would be 10 feet off of privacy fence that's already there between us and the neighbor. And we talk to the neighbor, they're fine with it. I have a signed statement from the neighbor that says we're okay with it. It's no utilities in it. It's 10 by 8, not 8 by 10. You mentioned 8 by 10. It's 10 by 8. So that looks good. But it's 12 feet off of the existing garage. We want to do 10 feet off of the fence, and it's 19 feet away from the pool. That's it. A variance of 15 feet down to 10 feet.
Do you have that letter with you?
Yeah.
May we please keep it?
We were surprised that it was 15 feet because I know there are some areas in which where it is 10 feet.
Yeah.
Some subdivisions.
The letter, and where's this for reference? That's
We have.
Oh, I have it.
So thank you, Bill. Magic.
And I think several members came out and saw John had it laid out in the backyard exactly where we are hoping to put it.
I'd be doing my own work. I have a workman's comp attestation exemption form.
I don't think we need that. Right?
You never know.
Okay. Thank you, Val. Okay, so Dwight, I will start with you this time.
said you spoke with your neighbor, and there's privacy fence, but won't be really visible to them. What about the other side, neighbor on your other side?
They were actually going to come tonight. They thought it was going to be next to their property, and they were fine with that. They can't even see from where it's going to be. They wouldn't be able to really see it from the, unless we move the back of the yard and then look forward.
We probably 90 feet away from that lot line, from that neighbor.
And the neighbor behind us also said that she doesn't have an issue.
Okay, thank you. I have no other questions.
I don't really have any questions. I just would like to comment and thank you for setting up the way you had the backyard set up. It made it real easy to look at, and you had answers to questions before we even asked them. So thank you so much for that.
I think I'm overdue.
I have no additional questions.
Is strictly storage?
Strictly storage. There's no utilities going to it. Strictly storage.
First, I am very impressed you take all of your stuff apart. And I
really have to tell you that. Harder than hard, let me tell you.
The outside of your shed will match the house, or
it's got to. Yeah. He's got his marching orders on that one.
Absolutely.
I guess I call that.
It's the new one that's been done, Chip.
You're not. You're not planning on storing anything behind it or around it or?
No, if we can go to the 10 feet, there's hardly any room behind it, which is good. I mean, I don't want
trees
that strong to behind it.
And you'll be able to put like a lawnmower, like be able to take care of it?
With it being the 10 feet. If it was moved to 15, we'd have trouble getting a lawnmower around.
You mean storing? You mean storing or?
No, like
yeah,
up to the lawn.
Yes. We can get closer to the pool fence. The pool water is actually 19 feet off the corner. So.
All right. Any other questions? Okay. I'm going to go to the audience. Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak on behalf of granting variance? Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak on behalf of granting variance? Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak against the granting variance? Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak against the grant of variance? And have you received any outside communication?
No.
Okay. So I'm going to close the public hearing portion of the meeting for discussion.
I like it. I don't think the request is substantial. I think the applicant is requesting a reasonable but not really too vague or intrusive. I think it would be a good project.
Okay, do any board member willing to make a motion?
I would make a motion for approval. There will not be an undesirable change in the character of the neighborhood or a detriment to nearby properties created. The benefit sought cannot be achieved in any other way other than through the granting of the variance. The request is not substantial. There will not be an adverse effect or impact on the physical or environmental conditions of the neighborhood or district. Although this difficulty is self-created, that does not preclude the granting of the variance.
Do you have a second?
I'll second.
Question. Dwight?
Yeah.
Bob?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Yes.
Chair also, so good luck. If you have questions, you can contact the building department tomorrow.
What? Do you need to go in and get a permit? I mean, what's... And reference the 9-24 case.
It will have that.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. And whenever you're ready for the next one.
ZBA file number 1124, Jeremy Camholz. 94 Kanoki Way, zoned R2, SBL number 153.20-2-75, sublot 75, map cover 3594, requests an area variance to install stairs to an upper deck 11 feet from the side lot line. Minimum side setback in an R2 zone is 15 feet, section 144-9B.
Okay.
I'm Jeremy Campbell, it's Campbell Outdoor Living, and we are next voters. Based out of La Sonica, I do live in Orchard Park, and I have Paul Sackler with me, who is 94 Milky Way. What we're looking to do is build a deck in the back of their house, and in the back of them, so it's 24 feet wide, 14 feet out. We'd like to put the stairs along the side of it that is about 4 feet past the house line, which approaches into the 15 feet setback area. We'd like to place the stairs there instead of across the front because we feel that it will encroach into the aesthetics of the underside as well as the top. We're building a waterproof deck, so the underside is going to be usable space. So with that, we'd like to put the stairs along the side, coming along essentially the side of the house there. And we're hoping for your permission.
And I would just add that the design is very similar to the other decks. It's a walkout basement for those who are able to see. Where they most of the house designs have that look, and then the stairs bump out and went up the side of it. Unfortunately, when the house was built, which was just recently, the building was not able to look out that equipment that would approach on the 15 feet. So we would just like to ask for the variance to allow for a better deck and would actually look similar to the other decks in the neighborhood.
Anything else before I go to the
board?
Oh,
sir. I wonder if the north on the side of the house, which is very, that caused the more than getting through. Do you have some wood coming up or the window or is that a doorway?
When they built the house, they don't build it that good. So the sliding glass door was built there, and then they placed wood, which looks like a large, right now just looks like a large pallet, screwed into the side of the house to prevent anybody from falling out. Because it's about a 12-foot drop from the door to the floor.
So this deck is going to be 12 feet up?
Yeah, somewhere of that nature. Because right now there's no, in the main living area, it's a walkout. You walk out of the basement right onto the deck. So unfortunately right now, until we build the deck, there's no way for us to access the backyard until we have the deck and then the stairs to be able to break out.
All right, thank you.
Any other questions?
So, as you said, it will be similar to the house of the center that we looked at? Most exactly, yeah. Yeah, because the only difference is our house, for whatever reason, shifted off to the one side, but it'll look just like the one next to it, where you're looking straight at the house, you'll just see a little bit of the walk, the stairs coming down, just exactly like the house before.
I like that.
I have no questions, thank you.
Dwayne? I do have a question. You know, looking at how you did it, have you put any thought of having moving a stack of stairs over 4 feet and only having a 20-foot deck instead of a 24 and not even a van?
You thought of that? You feel that when you move it in there, it's going to take away additional 56 square feet above and below. It comes in front of the windows below.
On the right here, in the big well, there's already a junction box for a hot tub, literally, ends up being right there. If you're looking at the door and the window on the bottom floor, there's a little box there that's already collecting.
That's, I don't know if you can see that, that's a little box in your picture?
Yeah.
I believe you'd like to put a hot tub right there as well.
And the window is how far from the side of the house?
Yeah, I don't know. Okay.
Looks to be 4 or 5 feet.
Right, so the stairs wouldn't technically be right in front of the window, and you would have access to the junction box.
In that case, I want to put the hot tub in, it's going to be into the area of the sliding glass door down the road.
Is the, if the stairs are moved over 4 feet, which would put it right above that junction box, you still have access to it, but there would be space for a hot tub there.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense.
You'd have to run the cables across the front of the door.
That makes a lot of sense, because my thought was, well, you can do it without a variance, move it over 4 feet, and bring the deck out to get your square foot of deck space. But, you know, I completely get what you're saying.
Have you talked to any neighbors?
No, I haven't, yeah.
Okay. Feedback?
No problems.
Okay. Anyone else before I go to the audience? Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak on behalf of granting the variance? Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak on behalf of granting the variance? Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak against the granting of variance? Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak against the granting of variance? Okay, any outside communication?
No.
Okay, so closing the public hearing portion of the meeting for discussion.
I think it's a minimal ask. It's 4 feet different. And I can see 59 as being an answer.
Yeah, I think it's a reasonable request, not substantial.
Okay, do we have a word now? Board member willing to make a motion?
I would be willing to make a motion. Approval of the area variance with section 143-63D1 of public notice that this is filed. There's going to be no undesirable change in the character of the neighborhood or detriment to nearby property. Benefits cannot be achieved in any other way. The request is not substantial. There will be no adverse effect or impact on the physical or environmental conditions of the neighborhood or district. Difficulty is self-created, that is pursued, granted, and varies. So I move for approval as presented.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
One question.
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Dwight?
Yes.
The chair votes no, but you've got all the votes you needed, so good luck with your project. Contact the building department tomorrow if you have any questions or. Do I have a board member willing to make a motion to adjourn? Third second?
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
Another well-run meeting. You let us serve four minutes. You let us well. Somebody need to stop signing?